Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Edmund, E-D-M-U-N-D, Corson, C-O-R-S-O-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Corson as described in the reports listed above. But he's now a 65-year-old male who again alleges he injured his lower back at work on 4/29/08. Period. He had undergone surgery in 2012. Period. Since last seen here, he had a new MRI in 2022, but denies having any new treatment. Period. He's not currently receiving any active treatment. Period. In paragraph, some of the documentation now supplied was not previously available, so will be incorporated here. Period. This includes that on 4/29/08 he had x-rays of the lumbar spine done that showed no acute osseous abnormalities. Period. There were mild degenerative changes with end plate sparing and interspace narrowing. Period. On 4/29/08 he was seen for his third visit with Dr. Strauss. Period. He noted his course of treatment to date. Period. They elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period. He followed up with Dr. Strauss post-operatively through 1/25/11. Period. They discussed the lumbar discography results that were not consistent with discogenic pain. Period. The plan was to pursue an L4-5 discectomy. Period. In paragraph on 5/9/08, he was seen by an unnamed, scratch that, a nurse practitioner. Period. She diagnosed lumbar strain, comma, muscle spasm, comma, and lumbar verticulitis. Period. Mr. Corson continued to treat with this set of providers on the dates described. Period. A lumbar MRI was done on 5/9/08 to be inserted here. Period. On 5/20/08, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. DiVenero. Period. His assessment of serrated nucleus pulposus at L4-5 and L5-S1, for which he recommended therapy and anticipated needing a lumbar epidural. Period. To that regard, he was seen by Dr. Smith-Martin on 6/6/08 in the same practice. Period. She recommended epidural steroid injection. Period. On 6/19/08, she performed such an injection. Period. This was repeated on 7/17/08. Period. Follow up with Dr. Smith-Martin was rendered through 2/23/09. Scratch that, was rendered through 9/2/08. Period. He had been unable to continue with physical therapy because his pain was so severe. Period. She noted MRI from May 2008 showed similar findings to those found in May of 2007. Period. She recommended a functional capacity evaluation, having reached maximum medical improvement. Period. He did see Dr. Dwyer on 2/23/09, who diagnosed post-traumatic lumbar strain with pre-existing multi-level degenerative disc disease in the lumbar spine. Period. He anticipated the petitioner would not do well with discectomy. Period. He thought that he has more back pain than leg pain. Period. Statistically, this would require an arthrodesis through his private insurance carrier. Period. He advised him of the MRI findings that were clearly pre-existing in nature. Period. The MRI was done very recently after his index injury. Period. The patient was not amenable to surgical intervention and had reached a treatment plateau. Period. New paragraph. On 4/23/10, he came under the pain management care of Dr. Pathakar, P-A-T-H-A-R-K-A-R. Period. He prescribed medications and ordered a new MRI and EMG. Period. On 5/4/10, a lumbar MRI was done to be inserted here. Period. He also underwent a lumbar discogram followed by CAT scan on 1/20/11 to be inserted here. Period. In paragraph, he also came under the care of Dr. Lee, who had him undergo a repeat MRI on 11/9/11 to be inserted. Period. Serial lumbar spine x-rays were performed. Period. On 10/3/12, he underwent a consult while at Atlantic Care Regional Medical Center. Period. This was performed by Dr. Kuponiyi in conjunction with surgery. Period. And serial x-rays performed through 10/1/13. Period. Stable posterior fusion of L4-L5-S1. Period. New paragraph on 3/16/20. He was seen by pain specialist Dr. Pulser. Period. He treated Mr. Corson with pain medicine modalities through 9/20/22. Period. He noted the new lumbar MRI that was done on 6/21/22 and diagnosed unremarkable postoperative appearance at 04-S1 with PLIF, semicolon, L3-4 retrolisthesis, comma, loss of disc height, comma, facet arthropathy, comma, and disc herniation, along with moderate left subarticular stenosis. Period. And underlying this, that was actually his description of the MRI. Period. He diagnosed post-laminectomy syndrome. Period. New paragraph, insert the report of the lumbar MRI from 6/21/22. Physical exam. General appearance, he states he spends his time with his two cats and one dog, but he also builds miniature race cars for the kids on the block who enjoy them. Period, extremities lower. Motion of the left hip was full in all spheres, but internal and external rotation elicited tenderness. Great motion of the right hip as well as both knees and ankles. Blissful in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic extension was to only 10 degrees, but motion was otherwise full. Lumbosacral. Inspection revealed the midline 4.5 inch longitudinal scar with decreased blood data curve. Appeared he was able to actively fix to 55 degrees, but extended to 0 degrees. Appeared bilateral rotation and sideband were full. Appeared he was tender to palpation, but the left sacroiliac joint, but not the right. Supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the right at 70 degrees and left at 90 degrees. He elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. Impressions. Insert what is marked from my prior report. Period. Since evaluated here in 2020, he had an updated MRI on 6/21/22 to be inserted here. Period. He also was treated by pain specialist Dr. Pulser. Period. He has not undergone any further surgery. Period. New paragraphs current exam found there to be decreased range of motion by the lumbar spine. Period, however, supine straight leg raise maneuvers did not elicit any radicular complaints. Period, he was neurologically intact. Period. In paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation remain the same, as will be marked from my prior report. And that is the end.